Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce today that to a certain degree, the swamp is beginning to drain themselves. Now, we got a lot to get into on the show today, but I think this is one of the most important things we can start with. We are now beginning to see the swamp creatures desperately attempting to stop Donald Trump from becoming the nominee, let alone the president. And in doing so, they are literally revealing themselves as the swamp creatures they are, and that's both on the Republican and the Democrat side. That's not just Democrats. But let's talk about Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis said, or whatever she wants to call herself, I guess it's Fannie Willis, whatever it is. Here's a woman who ran a campaign literally saying, if you elect me, I will get Donald Trump. That's what she said. She didn't say on what. She didn't say, I have evidence that he did X, Y, and Z. She had evidence of nothing. In other words, she said to her constituents, if you elect me, I'll find a way to indict Donald Trump. I'll dig and dig and dig until I find a crime he committed. That's not the way the justice system works. The justice system doesn't say, well, you get to target an individual you disagree with or you don't particularly like or you have a different political ideology than. The law says when a crime is committed, then you find the person who did it. She had no crime. She just said, I'll dig one up. And she tried. She absolutely tried. And what ended up happening? She revealed herself to be the swamp creature that she is, having an affair with a married man who was going through a divorce, giving him an extraordinary payday, and having that payday enrich her life by having them go on large vacations together, all on the taxpayers' dollars, by the way, then denying that there was ever an affair to begin with, refusing to comment on it, and then finally admitting to all of this stuff. So in her fervor to destroy Donald Trump, she revealed herself. Jack Smith reveals himself. Some of the Republicans now are revealing themselves. Nikki Haley has revealed herself. And we are now clearly seeing what Donald Trump said so long ago, it seems. Wasn't that long ago, but man, it seems forever, doesn't it? We are clearly seeing that what he said is true. When he said to drain the swamp, but I had no idea how deep the swamp was. Well, now they're starting to rise to the surface, folks, and we're beginning to see what I told you all along, and that is, if you thought it was only going to be Democrats that floated to the top, you're in for a big surprise. Well, surprise. Here they come. The Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, the Nikki Haleys. They're all floating to the top. Mitch McConnell. All floating to the top. They're all revealing themselves, along with all of these Democrats who really always revealed themselves anyway. It's not like they hid it. So now we're watching in real time, as enemies of this country, and that's exactly what they are, enemies of this country are revealing themselves to be exactly what Donald Trump said they were. It's amazing how accurate his predictions were. Now, the good news on all this is the American people are catching on. I heard a guy just maybe a couple hours ago who hates Donald Trump, has a rather large audience in the sports world. I'm not going to mention his name. Literally say, well, he got 12% of the black vote last time. 14%. Now they're saying he might get 20. And to be honest, I'm not sure I blame African-American if they vote for him. Well, congratulations. You've woke up. I don't blame African-Americans if they vote for him either. As a matter of fact, I blame African-Americans if you don't vote for him, because I have no idea what you're thinking. I have no idea what you're thinking. You're sitting down in Chicago. You're sitting in New York. You're sitting in California, all run by the Democrats who have done nothing for you for 20 years of you will vote for us or you're not black. Remember, that's what they said. That's what Joe said. We're just taking your vote for granted. African-American people, you're going to vote for the Democrats, and we're going to do exactly nothing for you. It was Donald Trump who came into communities and said, what do you have to lose? What is it you have to lose? What have they done so wonderful for you? Well, they're beginning to see it, because now the Democrats have a new teacher's pet, so to speak, the illegal immigrant. And when these illegal immigrants have no place to house themselves, it's let's kick out all the African Americans from their housing. Let's take the children out of their school. You don't see the Democrats doing it to their children. This is what Donald Trump predicted. He said the ones who's going to suffer the worst from the illegal immigration flooding into this country will be the African American community. Because that's the first ones the Democrats will throw under the bus to make room for their new friends. And guess what? Once again, he was right. Once again, he was right. Now, Nikki Haley, who is steps off from being a Democrat anyway, has no time to go on really any of the Republican broadcasts, but she has plenty of time to go on CNN and MSNBC. And she just managed to lose a primary in the state of Nevada to none of the above. Now, I want to explain to you how it works, because some people don't understand. Trump wasn't on the ballot. He's going to be doing the caucus. So you had Nikki Haley as a choice, and you had none of the above. If you did not vote for Nikki Haley, they didn't automatically say, okay, well, Nikki Haley got this many votes, so none of the above gets the remainder. No, no, no. They didn't say this is how many people are registered, and Nikki Haley only got this many, so none of the above wins. No, you actually had to check the box that said none of the above. That means you had to get out of your house, go into your car, drive to the polling place, wait in line for your ballot, and hit none of the above. You had to physically vote for none of the above. And none of the above won, who decided they're going to take their time to go and actually vote, did not vote for Nikki Haley. And yet you are going to hear on every Republican-based television show, conservative-based television show, and even on the Democratic television shows, Nikki Haley's really the one who might give Biden the hardest time. She just lost to none of the above. How is that even an argument at this point? How is that an argument? If she can't beat none of the above, I'm pretty damn sure she can't beat Joe Biden. But they're still going to force feed her down your throats. Because the old-school Republican Guard has decided we can't survive if Donald Trump becomes the president. Our old, good old boys club of these old-school do-nothing Republicans will wash away and die and be replaced with firebrands that's called mega Republicans who actually do want to do something. And we can't have that. We can't have these young upstarts. We can't have the Lauren Boberts. We can't have the Matt Gaetzes. We can't have the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the like. We can't have them really get into any sort of power. We can't have them really make a difference, make us look bad. We got to hang on until we're 92 years old and mumble around and say, oh, we're going to try to do the best we can and pass the bill, and then nobody knows what the hell you're saying, and so you don't even, they don't hold you to anything, which is Mitch McConnell's half of his career. What's going on? The infighting in the Republican Party. Ronald McDaniel scheduled to step down after having had a meeting with Trump because clearly he has the goods on her. Do you honestly think Ronald McDaniel will step down, which she's supposed to do after the South Carolina primary? Do you honestly think she would step down after having had a meeting with Trump if Trump didn't have the goods on her? I want you to understand that I believe it was in Alaska where there was no one running except Republicans for a Senate seat. No one was running except Republicans. No Democrat was running. And the RNC decided to flood money to a more anti-Trump Republican candidate to try to get that person to win, but they wouldn't give money in other states that Democrats were actually running against Republicans, and they could lose a seat, a House seat. I'm sorry, not a House seat. They'd rather have the Democrat win. Oh, because that's a mega Republican. So we'll go ahead and funnel all kinds of money up to Alaska for an old school, old guard Republican. But down here in this state, we may lose a seat, but that's okay. That's okay. Don't give that guy any money. He's a mega Republican. Ah. So now we see where you're heading. We get it. The one thing I hope that I am not wrong about is that the American people are smarter than this. Because I can promise you, with every fiber of my being, that with just a handful of exceptions, every single Democrat in the House, the Senate, you name it, local, as well as 95% of Republicans in the same, think the American people are stupid. They have this thing that we are in charge because we're the most clever, the most intelligent, the most elite. We are the brightest of the bright, and we are literally ruling over the unwashed masses who can't string two sentences together and have no idea of what we're doing and can't comprehend on the level we can comprehend. That's what they think. I think they're wrong. I think people can clearly see through this, and they can see where this is going. You've got Donald Trump under indictment in New York for literally saying he undervalued his property and got a big loan from a bank based on a overinflated estimate of his own property. Meaning what? The bank gave him the money. The bank clearly had somebody go out and value the property and said, we think it's fine. The bank clearly has no issue because they got paid back. The bank has went on record as saying, we'd do business with them again. It was fine. We got all of our money back on time. Payments were missed. No harm, no foul. Why would you prosecute someone like that? Why would you waste the taxpayers' money prosecuting someone when there's no victim? The bank says they got their money back. The bank says they want to do business with them again. But you're wasting millions of dollars of taxpayer money to try to indict him, and well, you did indict him, to try to convict him. And you've never done that to any businessman in the history of New York, and all of them do the exact same thing. By the way, if he's guilty of overvaluing his property, you're guilty of undervaluing it. Because if you think for 1 minute that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, then you must be smoking crack. All you got to do, and you can do this as just a listener, go on a website and price some houses near Mar-a-Lago. And then tell me again how $18 million is a fair estimate. You're lucky to get a bungalow near there for $18 million. They're lying. They fabricated charges against him of slowing down his campaign or stalling it or completely ending it. That's New York. Now let's go to Georgia. Georgia, where they said Donald Trump clearly said on a phone call, you find me, what was it, 80,000 votes. You find them. And when he said you find them, what he meant was, I don't care if you have to manufacture those votes. I don't care if you have to rig something. You just find me enough votes to win, that's all. That's what they're claiming he said. Now here's what he really said. He was notified by his attorneys and people who were watching his, you know, campaign, people in the know. There's 100,000 votes missing. More than 100,000 votes. All from very, very strong Trump areas in that state where you're going to get at least 80, 85% of the vote. We don't know where they are, but they're missing. And he says, well, we don't need 150,000. We don't need 200,000. We need 80,000. So go find them. Wouldn't you have said the same thing? That's not telling somebody to manufacture them. When someone tells you something is missing, that means they exist. They're missing, but they exist. So for him to say, well, then if they exist, find them, is not telling somebody to rig them. If you lose my $100 bill and you say, I think it's in my car, I'm going to tell you go find it. That doesn't mean I want you to counterfeit a $100 bill. That's how ridiculous that statement is. You lose that $100 and you say, I lost your $100 bill in my car. And I say, well, you go find it. And then they arrest me and say, you attempted to ask this person to counterfeit a $100 bill. That's not what I tried to do. I told them to go find it. They know that's bogus. Again, in an attempt to stall or completely derail Donald Trump's campaign, they don't want him to be the president. Now let's move to the insurrection thing. Maxine Waters stood in front of a camera and said, if you see Trump supporters out in the market, if you see them in shopping malls, if you see them at the gas station, if you see them in the public parks, you chase after them and you tell them you're not welcome here. Get out of here. Chuck Schumer said after the ruling on Roe v. Wade, you do not know what you've unleashed, the wrath that's about to come down on you. The people are going to take revenge. Oh, those sound like fighting words. Now let's find out what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump said, I know you're all going to be marching to the Capitol building soon. I want you to make your voices heard, but I want you to remember that we are the party of peace. We are not the party of violence. So go in peace. Then later on, when there was a riot, he got on and said, I need you to all go home. This is not, we have to respect our law enforcement. They are on our side. Please just go peacefully. And what do they say? He was the leader of the insurrection. Based on what? Let me give you another example. If you tell me you're going to go rob a bank and I say that's a really, really lousy idea and I don't think you should do it, I just think you should maybe go there and ask for them a loan and I think they'll probably give it to you. And you go rob the bank, they don't say, well, you're the ringleader. You're the one who came up with the idea. No. Number two, if you're going to have an insurrection, then I guess you would have brought weapons. And by the way, you probably wouldn't have attacked the Capitol. You probably would have overtaken the White House. So there was no insurrection, and Donald Trump never asked for anybody to commit any act of violence, nor did he think anyone was ever going to breach the walls of the Capitol. That is bullshit, and that is one more thing that they're doing to try to derail his campaign. We then see the nutcases coming out. E. Jean Carroll says, Trump raped me, or at least sexually abused me, in a dressing room. And I don't remember the exact date, but it happened. So she goes on Anderson Cooper and says, you know, rape is very sexy. I think everybody would agree that rape is very sexy. And I've fantasized before about him raping me. Oh. Did you see Anderson Cooper's face? He couldn't go to a commercial quick enough. He's like, oh, let's go to a commercial break. He's crazy. Then she said, well, I got the dress I was wearing. And this happened like 21 years ago. And I remember the dress. Well, number one, would you remember what you were wearing 21 years ago? I don't remember what I was wearing last week. I barely remember what I wore yesterday. 21 years ago, E. Jean Carroll was sure she wore that dress. So she brings it into court. And guess what the defense finds out? Well, that dress wasn't even made then. That dress wasn't made till 5 years later. So you weren't wearing the dress. You're a liar. You know what the judge says? Oh, yeah, you can't enter that evidence. You can't enter that. Why? That's exculpatory evidence. Why can't you enter that evidence? Because we don't want the jury to know it, because then they might find Mr. Trump innocent. And I know you're only seeking $10 million, but we've decided to give you $83 million. To which E. Jean Carroll says, I'm going to buy a new wardrobe, and then I'm going on the beach, and then I'm probably going to buy a penthouse. Well, I got news for you, E. Jean. Don't start writing checks yet, because you're not going to get a dime. The judge and you were involved up to your elbows in business deals before this, which is absolute conflict of interest. There's another swamp creature being drained. How dare a judge who had business dealings with E. Jean Carroll not excuse himself from a case like this? Because they're out to get Trump. It doesn't matter. It's just Donald Trump. You can do whatever you want to him. You don't have to follow laws. You don't have to follow rules. You can do whatever you want to Donald Trump. You know, like the Chinese do to the Uyghurs, like the Nazis did to the Jews. It doesn't matter. Do anything you want to Donald Trump. Somebody wants to hang him from a lamppost like they did Mussolini? Fine, whatever. We don't care. You're exposing yourself. We see who you are. We see exactly who you are. We see who Alvin Bragg is. Alvin Bragg's another one. I'm going to get Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg, who, when illegal immigrants gang-jumped police officers and beat them, let them out without fail. Let me tell you a story. I was stopped by a police officer one time on my way home from a band rehearsal. Due to an oversight, I had somehow let my insurance lapse one day. I had legal insurance at the time, but apparently I had an insurance lapse of one day. I was literally arrested and had to post bail. Literally. I couldn't believe it myself. I said, well, this is just some ridiculous paperwork oversight. My insurance agent didn't file a thing in time when I switched insurance. So it's his fault. It's his lapse, not mine. I always had legal insurance. It doesn't matter. Impounding your car and you're going to sit here. Okay. But if I gang jump a cop on a New York City street and beat them, no bail. It's all right. And by the way, it's perfectly fine to give the finger to the cameras who are following you too. Screw you. Screw the media. Screw the police. Screw your country. We're here now. New rules. We get to decide. So, Alvin Bragg, you've exposed yourself. We know what's up. We know exactly what's up. So let's talk a little bit about Nikki Haley, because after losing to none of the above, does she drop out of the race in disgrace? No, she does not. After seeing the polls that clearly say she's going to lose her home state by 20 points minimum and possibly 30, we're going on. We may go on to Super Tuesday. Based on what, Nikki? You have zero path forward, zero. Let me tell you why Nikki Haley's staying in the race, because Democrats and some Republicans are whispering in her ear, Trump's never going to make it to Election Day. We're either going to incarcerate him, we're going to exclude him from being able to be the president, or worse. Don't you worry, Nikki. We are going to install you as president of the United States. You just play the game, Nikki. We know Joe's not up to the task. The Democrats have decided they'd like to deal with you rather than Joe, and certainly rather than Trump. So the Democrats will help you cross this finish line. The old school Republicans will help you cross this finish line. You just steady the course, Nikki. It doesn't matter if you keep losing to none of the above. At the end, you'll be the president. That's what they're telling her. So in reality, what they're basically saying is, you don't count. Your votes don't count. It doesn't matter. We will find a way to make sure that Donald Trump's not the president. That's the country you live in. They've exposed themselves, folks. It's right in front of your eyes. At this point, it's right in front of your eyes. We then get to the impeachment of Mayorkas for dereliction of his duties on the border. You know, the border that is totally and completely out of control. Steve Scalise, poor Steve Scalise, is absent because he's having cancer treatment. And they decide, let's put this up right now for vote, because if we put it up right now for vote, I think it'll be a negative. Because we found four Republicans who we can, I guess, pay off, or are so stupid that they can come up with a dumbass excuse for not voting to impeach Mayorkas. Well, the following Republicans joined their Democratic colleagues in saying, no, we are not for impeaching Mayorkas for this border crisis. Ken Buck of Colorado, Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, Tom McClintock of California, and Blake Moore of Utah, one of which said, well, if we lower the standards for impeachment, then we may live to regret it. Because if we go by these standards, then someday, somewhere, the Democrats may go by these standards. And we wouldn't want that. How stupid are you? Three times and had nothing. Nothing. Lowering standards to what? They had nothing. And repeatedly impeached him and tried to impeach him even more. This is the problem with the old school Republicans. They will not fight back. They will let the Democrats continue to kick sand in their faces, and they'll just say, oh, well, it's okay. I had sand in my toes anyway. Might as well have some in my face. At least I'm on the beach. I'm tired of that kind of Republican, and you should be tired of that kind of Republican too. They are spineless, they refuse to fight back, and they are addicted to losing. And the reason they're addicted to losing is because they play a better defense than an offense, because when they do get on the offense, they can't accomplish anything. So they figure, well, we're better off saying, if you let us in, we'll do X, Y, and Z, knowing damn well I'm going to do any of it because they can't. And we'll just play that game. We'll just play the game of, well, you know, we're not the party in power, but if we were, things would be different. Yeah. And then when you are the party in power, nothing is different. Because you all need to go. Welcome to the future, where we're actually going to have Republicans who care and are energetic, and they're not addicted to losing, and they want to accomplish something. Impeach Mayorkas, I mean, it was only the worst crisis in history. You know how many people are dying of fentanyl every day? Now police officers are being attacked on the streets. Cities are being overrun. The economies are crashing because we can't afford all the migrants that are coming in. It's Mayorkas' fault that all of this is happening, because he said for ages that the borders are closed when he knew goddamn sight better. And still, that's not enough to impeach him, huh? Oh, that's lowering the bar quite a bit. Explain to me what Donald Trump did to be impeached. A phony Russian dossier that we proved was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign? That was enough? A phone call to Zelensky saying you better look into Joe Biden and his son because I think they're corrupt, which it turned out to be true. It's what they used. But you don't want to fight back. You don't want to say, well, I mean, listen, the Democrats lowered the bar to the lowest possible level they possibly could lower it. So impeaching Mayorkas on this is actually raising the bar a little bit, because you can't lower it much more than what they did to Trump. No, can't do that. I got to get on there and say, well, you know, as Republicans, we have to make sure that this impeachment is taken very seriously. Are you kidding? All four of those guys I just named, they need to go. They need to go. They need to be working at a gas station somewhere saying, to fill her up. That's what they need to do because they're not fighters, and that's what we need now. Speaking of which, the Republicans and the Democrats got a border bill together. This is going to show you how stupid they think you are. Luckily, it's dead on arrival, so we don't have to worry about it. But still, here's what the border bill basically boiled down to. I'm not going to bore you with a million details. Basically, they were saying, we're going to limit it to about 5,000 people a day. 5,000 people we might be able to process. This flooding of the border where it's tens of thousands of people a day, nobody can process. So we're going to do 5,000 a day. People just have to wait their turn. And only 5,000. It's not going to be like the numbers we saw under Biden. Hell, Biden's got 6 million illegal immigrants in 3 years. That's way too many. If it continued at that rate, it would have been 8 million illegal immigrants in his four-year tenure. And that's outrageous. Okay, well, 5,000 a day equals 3,500 a week, which equals 14,000, which equals 168,000 a year. 32,000 people less. Just 32,000 people less a year than Biden. It's virtually the same number, you idiot. It's a handful away from the exact same number, and that's not counting the people who won't wait in line and still sneak in. So how are you lowering it, you morons? Oh, well, it doesn't matter because these unwashed masses, they can't do the math. They will never figure out it's the same, if not more. We're calling it a bill, and it'll basically justify what's happening at the border. No! I can't believe they even tried that. The fact that they even tried that and thought that people couldn't do basic math to figure out that it is minusculely better won't even really matter in the long run. 32,000 a year? Difference? That doesn't matter. The fact they would even try that is a slap in the face to every single American because what they basically said was, you're too stupid. It's the equivalent of somebody saying to you, I want $10 for this, and you say it's too much, and they say, ah, how about 1,000 pennies? Oh, that sounds much more reasonable. See, he's an idiot. I got one over on him. Folks, if you're going to play this game, I don't care if you were a lifelong Republican. You got to get these people out. They are not in your best interest. We have a handful of fighters now ready to fight, but their hands are tied because there's not enough of them. They can scream and holler and yell from the rooftop. They can get up and give their speeches. They can shake their fist in the air and they can point the finger at their colleagues and say, you're not doing what the American people want. It doesn't matter because they are the vast minority. And Ronald McDaniel wanted to keep them that way by making sure that no funds from the RNC went to support candidates that were like-minded with what she called the mega Republicans. Oh, they would give the money to the regular Republicans, but they were starving the mega Republicans of money so that when those mega Republicans lost in what should have been a red wave and turned out to be a red trickle thanks to Ronald McDaniel and the way they funded the RNC, they could say, see, Trump's policies aren't popular. Those candidates didn't win. Because you starved them of the ability to win because you wouldn't fund them. That's what you did. You think we don't know that? Think when Mitch McConnell sent all that money to Alaska, we didn't realize why are you sending so much money when a Republican either way is going to win? If I were the head of the RNC or I had any control over the money and it was only Republicans winning, I would have said, well, folks, you're on your own. You don't get a dime. We don't care who wins. It's still a Republican seat filled. Who cares? What we really need to concentrate on is taking a seat away from a Democrat. Oh, no, they didn't. Put all your money behind this guy. We can't have that mega Republican win and make it look like Donald Trump has some influence. We got to make it look like Trump has no influence. They are trying to create an illusion. They are trying to create an illusion that Donald Trump is unfit, that he's an insurrectionist, that he is a shady businessman, that he is a rapist, that he is a election interferer, that he's a warmonger, which that really cracks me up. He was the only president in my lifetime that didn't start a war. That he's unelectable. That's what they're trying to preach to you. And the more they preach it, the more you can sit back and watch the swamp creatures rise out of the swamp. The people who are telling you this, those are the people who you can distrust. I saw something I thought I'd never see in my lifetime the other day. I watched MSNBC, and a guy got on there and said, I have news for you. Donald Trump is winning this election head-to-head with Joe Biden by 5 points. 5 points. Very large lead for this time. Yes, it's early days, but 5 points is considerable. And we have reason to believe that he may get as much as 20% of the black vote, which would be the end for the Democrats. And he seems to be gaining momentum with the Latino voters, to which MSNBC acted like somebody had called them and said that their dog just kicked the bucket. Then you go over to Fox News, and they're saying, polls show that Nikki Haley is actually beating Donald Trump head-to-head. Nikki Haley, according to the polls, is actually ahead by 3 more points. Nikki Haley seems to be the one. Nikki Haley seems to be the choice. Isn't it amazing how Nikki Haley seems to be able to actually usurp Donald Trump in all these polls? Liars! She lost to none of the above! Fox News, she's the clear and cut choice. Now, I'm not talking about the opinion hosts. Some people have wrote me and said, I know what you're talking about. Hannity's totally for Trump. Laura Ingraham's totally for Trump. Yeah, I know. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the news. I don't care opinion shows. I don't care who Rachel Maddow is for. I get it. I don't care who Sean Hannity is for. I get it. I care about the people who say we're the news. And when you literally have the news coming on there saying, well, according to our polling, is Nikki Haley, please, absolutely insane. Nikki Haley's so popular, she lost by 66 points to none of the above. People were literally willing to leave their house and vote for none of the above. But Nikki Haley's the way forward. Oh, Jesus Christ. See, they put up these illusions in hopes that if they tell you enough, you'll believe it. You won't do your own fact-checking. You won't say, well, I don't know, man. This doesn't sound right. Let me look. They just believe if they tell you, you know, Donald Trump's a rapist. You know, Donald Trump's an insurrectionist. You know, Donald Trump is a crooked businessman. You know, Donald Trump did this and that and the other thing. You just be like, okay, well, I guess I won't vote for him. He doesn't sound like a very good guy. Instead of doing your own research. By their own standards, if Donald Trump and the words he spoke before the so-called insurrection on January 6th was enough to indict him, then Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer should be in prison. Chuck Schumer called for actual violence to the Supreme Court justices, after which mobs of people actually did go to their houses, and one man actually came with weapons to kill Kavanaugh. And admitted his plot was to kill him. Maxine Waters said, not just Trump you should go after his supporters. If you see him, chase after him. Don't let him out in the open. Drive them from the marketplaces. Drive them from the shopping malls. Drive them from the grocery stores. She wasn't even censured. Donald Trump says go in peace. Oh, well, that's code word for insurrection. I am so tired of these, trying to find the right word without going crazy here, folks. I am so tired of these politicians, these elitist, know-nothing, do-nothing, thieving politicians, laughing in the face of the American people and saying, you know how stupid they are? You know how easily we can manipulate them? We just get our friends from the media to spread our propaganda, and they sit there with their stupid popcorn and their hot dog in their hand saying, I guess that's right. Rachel Maddow said it. Must be right. They think we're dumb. I'm tired of being insulted like this. I'm tired of being slapped in the face by people who actually are dumber than all of us. You know, I was raised in a household when my parents told me the people who run this country, the politicians, the people who make a difference, they're the smartest of the smart, the best of the best, the ones who dedicated their lives to this country and to serving the people, and they should be considered the finest. Well, maybe that was back when my parents were young. Today, we have a bunch of do-nothing, loudmouth, elitist, thieves, con artists, worse propagandists, and anti-American crapola scumbags that I've ever seen in my life. And they're not smarter than you, and they're not smarter than me. They just think they are. So they figure if they just lie to you. You know, I once knew a lady whose husband had an affair on her. And she caught him red-handed with some stuff in his car and message on his computer or something. And he told her, oh, no, my computer was hacked. And that was from, that other stuff was from somebody else that had once hitched a ride or whatever. And you know what she said? And I thought it was very prolific. She said, it didn't hurt me as much that he had the affair as it hurt me to think he thinks I'm so stupid that I would accept that excuse. That hurt worse. Well, let me take that analogy. I expect the Democrats to try to want to win. That's the whole point. I expect the Democrats to support their candidate. I expect the Republicans to do the same, however. I do not expect that you treat us like we're so dumb that we will fall for anything. It's what I resent the most. Go ahead and try to win. Go ahead and put Joe on the stage with Donald Trump. Go ahead and have Joe give a speech in which he says, this is what I did for this country, and this is why I think I would be the best for this country. He can't do it because he's done nothing. So instead, you have to say, Trump did this, Trump did that. I don't care what Trump did. I care what you did, Joe. What did you do? You did nothing. Top of doing nothing, apparently you're talking to ghosts. I talked to Mitterrand the other day. Well, he's been dead for 30 years. So you didn't talk to him the other day, Joe, unless you did it in your sleep or you have a Ouija board, one of the two. We can't have a president like that. It would be bad enough if he did nothing. But he's done the negative. He's done plenty of things, just none of them were any good. He's flooded the country with illegals. He's flooded the country with fentanyl. He's managed to get two wars going. Economy is crippled. Oil and gas prices are out of control. And you know what they say? Job numbers are good. Yeah, because everybody needs two of them, Joe, if not three. That's why the job numbers are good. Because the same person who had one job before said, I can't do this anymore. I got to support my family, so I'm going to have to work my fingers to the bone, not 8 hours a day, but 16, and barely get any sleep so I can survive in your economy. And instead of taking ownership of that and saying we made some mistakes, you take a victory lap and say job numbers are up. That's obscene. And on top of being obscene, it's purposely being a liar. I'm tired of that. I hope you're tired of that too. Because much like that woman in the story I gave you as an analogy, you should be more insulted that they think you'll fall for this nonsense than what they've actually done. What they've actually done is bad. But to think that you're so stupid that they can convince you that what they did was good and that you're an idiot if you don't think so, that's really insulting. That's really calling you a slack-jawed troglodyte, basically. One of the unwashed masses, don't have the brains of an ice cube. Whatever we tell them, they'll just believe and move on with their pitiful little lie. Well, folks, the swamp is draining itself. Donald Trump didn't even have to be in office to drain the swamp. Fannie Willis's career is over. You know, the career that you got by saying, I'm going to get Trump if you let me in. I don't know what I'll get him on, but I'll find something. Vote for me, I'll get him in. It's over for you. You're a swamp creature. You're a liar. You wasted the taxpayers' money on lavish vacations for you and your married lover. Oh, what an upstanding representative we have there, who's being told by every judge that has a set of balls, male or female, you're an idiot. And we're not going to play your stupid ideological games. His career's tarnished. Alvin Bragg is basically in the witness protection program. He don't want to talk about Trump no more. He's got his own problems letting illegal immigrants out without bail who literally gang-jumped police officers. B. Jean Carroll is on television, and everybody now realizes she's about five French fries short of a happy meal. And everybody with a brain in their head realizes this woman is absolutely making this up. So Trump doesn't even have to be in office. His very existence bothers people to the point where the swamp creatures reveal themselves. Now we have Republicans on the House floor saying, well, we don't want Mayorkas impeached. We have to rise to a level of impeachment after the Democrats impeached Trump for nothing. Twice, three times, they tried four or five times. Swamp creatures. Swamp creatures. You know what happened to us. Steve Scalise is undergoing cancer treatment. He can't vote. We need four of you guys to vote on our side. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to side with your Democratic colleagues? Let's just go in the back room and talk about that, shall we? You phony baloney piece of garbage. You don't even have the strength of your convictions. How the hell are you going to represent the American people? Are the American people this weak? Are we this weak now? Are we this weak-kneed and weak-willed that we're going to allow people like this to be our representatives? Do we have no fire left in our bellies? Do we have nothing left? I hope we do. People need to go. I'm going to repeat their names again. Ken Buck of Colorado, swamp creature. Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, swamp creature. Tim McClintock of California, swamp creature. Blake Moore of Utah, swamp creature. All four of them had no reason in the world not to vote for the impeachment of Mayorkas except that they were either bribed, coerced, or threatened by the Democratic Party. And then they said, okay, well, we'll just go along and play ball with you. How many people from the other side of the party came to Donald Trump's rescue when you knew the impeachment was phony? How many Democrats spoke up and said, this is ridiculous. I will not agree with this. How many? How about none? But when the Republicans have a chance to do it, all the little knock-kneed weirdos say, oh, no, I don't think I better do this. We might be winning then, and I don't want to win. Get him out of office as soon as possible. I'm tired of the Republicans folding the winning hand. Every goddamn time they fold the winning hand. Look around you. If you're a member of the Republican or the Conservative Party or an independent even, take a look at the people who are really fighting for you. Ilhan Omar gets onto a speech and says, I'm working on the inside for Somalia. She literally says, I am working on the inside, but I'm working not for America. I'm working for Somalia. Nobody says a word. Oh, well, a couple people came up with articles of to have her disbarred or removed, but it's not going to happen because I got news for you. Every one of the Republicans are going to say, well, not everyone, but the majority of them say, well, I don't know. I mean, do we really want to go there? I mean, it's just inviting revenge. And what do you mean? What do you mean? Clearly told you what her first priority is. She clearly told you, and you don't care. You need to go. I'm keeping a watch on every single one of you. And I will scream your names out on this radio show as long as I possibly can. Every single one of you who refuse when you literally have it right in your hand and you think they're going to prosecute Biden, you must be joking. They could have a phone call of Joe Biden saying, oh, we got to keep this secret, Hunter, that I got you a job at Burisma and that you're giving me 20%. And we got to keep it secret that I've changed some of the laws and things based on bribes I got, or I might be in big trouble. I won't be able to buy myself another house. And you know what the Republicans would say? Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, that's just braggadocious talk. I don't know if that rises to the level. I'm done with that. If you're expecting anything like that, forget it out of this weak-willed Republican Party. There's, like I said, there's a handful of people who are real fighters. You know who they are. Support them. And when candidates actually arise to challenge some of these weak-willed Republicans that are good fighting Republicans, support them even if the RNC doesn't. Republican comes to your door, you don't just say, oh, you're a Republican, I'll vote for you. You say, where do you stand? Where do you stand on the issue? Are you going to be a fighter or are you going to be a weak-kneed little creep who does nothing? Make them tell you what they stand for and make them prove it. That's all I can tell you. That's the only advice I can tell you. If you don't know by now who the swamp creatures are, then you're not paying attention. Because there's plenty of them, a lot more than I thought. I can understand why Donald Trump was shocked now. You know, before I said, he's going to find some corrupt people, one or two in the Republican Party and a half of the Democratic. I get it. No, it's way, way deeper than that. It's way more than that. It's way more than that. It's like draining the swamp and finding out that the majority of the people are the swamp. There's not going to be hardly anybody left by the time if they really drain the swamp. But luckily, like I said, they're revealing themselves, folks. I hope my one wish here is that everybody listening to me understands very clearly that they all think you're stupid. They think you will not see through the smoke screen. They think you will not see them for who they really are. They think they have you fooled. They think you're a moron. Think if they tell you Nikki Haley is the savior long enough, you will say, oh, she's so wonderful. I want you to go take a look at a hilarious clip that I saw of Nikki Haley that they cut up, literally saying the following. Oh, China is a wonderful country, and they're so glad that they're our allies, followed by, I agree, China's our enemy. Oh, social media has to immediately find the real names of every single person that's using them. And I mean their real names, every single one. We need to know every single person that's online by their real names and verified, followed by, I never said that anybody should do that. That would be against your civil rights. Nikki Haley has to ask the opinion of, well, what's the consensus on whether it's a nice day or not? Oh, 54% say it is a nice day. Nikki Haley says it's a nice day. You know what Nikki Haley did? Nikki Haley released some letters that literally said, oh, Nikki, please keep running. You're so wonderful. Nikki, please keep running. You're the only hope for this country. And she says, these are messages I got from my supporters. They're so wonderful. Here's a handwritten letter I got from a supporter. Here's a picture of it saying, please don't drop out. We need you more than ever. Trump is too divisive. You're the only hope for this country. You know what the trouble is? It's not in handwriting. Number one, you can tell the paper isn't real paper. Somebody took a picture and used actual computer font on that piece of paper to make it look like somebody handwrote it when it's actually a font, which means they created that. Then they show an email of somebody saying the same thing, except when they screenshotted it, they forgot to take out the button that said send. Well, if you'd received the email, Nikki, you wouldn't have a send button. You'd only have the send button if you created the email, Nikki. That's how stupid they think you are, folks. Oh, those idiots won't realize the send button's there. Oh, those idiots won't realize that's not a real piece of paper we took a picture of, but a image of a piece of paper. They won't recognize that font as a font they got in their local print shop. They'll think that's a handwritten letter from a supporter because they're yokel. They'll never notice the send button and realize that we created that email. That's why Nikki Haley's crew thinks of you. Congratulations. You've been called a moron long enough, folks. You've been called names long enough. You're the ones who control this country. You are this country. They're not this country. They're supposed to represent you, but they're not the country. You're the country. Take it back. Take it out of the hands of the people who think you're garbage, that think you're trash, that think you're morons. Take it out of their hands and put it into the hands of some people who think that you are the reason that they have a job, that you are the ones that they're fighting for, that you're the ones who call the shots. That's what you need to do. I pray to God you're able to do it.